make these comments knowing that they may not be popular with some, but sometimes when you're in a position of leadership, you have to make unpopular comments and unpopular recommendations and decisions. With that said, I just asked the board, there have been people tonight and at previous meetings that have concerns about what mitigation efforts we're doing in school, and focus has been rightly so on what those mitigation efforts are and exactly what we're doing to protect our kids. If the board could just discuss an answer for me, maybe to a person, the difference they see in allowing kids to play full-on contact football at the end of the day, after you've had all these mitigation efforts go on during the school day, masks required, to then have them go outside and play football. You're going to require masks of volleyball players in their sport. Cross country is they're different. They're done staggering the start, so the kids aren't bunched. They're not together. There's significant mitigation there. What is the reason that you would allow football to be different and not have those mitigation efforts that you expect of all other areas of the educational program and extracurriculars? But football is different somehow. Is it different because you simply can't wear a mask and require it under a helmet? It just doesn't lend itself well to that activity? Is it different because football is somehow safer as an activity? What's the difference that leads one to believe that it would be okay to do football, but not okay to have kids sitting straight across the table from each other at a lunch table during the day, during school lunch, less than 6 feet apart without masks? I guess I just asked that question, just for discussion.
Your discussion.
That's at the board's pleasure. We had public comment already. You know,
it's really for you to discuss. I'm asking the board.
I agree with you. I agree with you. From my standpoint, I think that you're correct in saying that to allow football to move forward with all those mitigation efforts that we do and everything else would not be a wise.
I mean, I honestly don't feel like I would be doing my job. Number one job is to, as best we can, protect the health and safety of our students. And Mrs. Granda, I completely appreciate and respect your thoughts on parents have to make a decision for themselves. But at some point, as a body, is making that decision just like saying we have a closed campus at lunch at the high school. We make that decision. I'm just wondering what the board's thoughts are. Now, we have other options. There's the option of flag football. There's other options. With that said, I'm just wondering what thoughts are along those lines.
I agree.
If PPE is worn appropriately, there should be minimal spread, even if someone comes in with a positive COVID. If they're using the face mask, washing their hands appropriately, if everyone else
then
has it on,
you said you have the stuff out there.
There should not be much spread outside of who has it.
Right. I agree wholeheartedly, but that's if they're required to wear masks under their face shields. They're
I'm
not.
Even if they get it while playing football, if they have their mask on after the game, they're washing hands as appropriate, and everyone around them has their mask on, there's a minimal chance that they're going to spread it.
Amongst the team and amongst the school or at home?
Anywhere, as long as everyone has the appropriate PPE on. That's the rationale for wearing it, is that we're not spreading it even if we have it. I'm wearing a mask to protect you, not to
right.
protect
yeah.
me.
Right,
exactly.
I appreciate that thought.
And I think some of us that are in favor of sports may not necessarily agree with some of the things that we're doing during school. They might feel it's a little more restrictive. I think there's a fine line there between saying it's okay in football and not school. I think there's a lot of, well, maybe we could give a little, take a little.
Well, then I come to the, we're going to let 26 and 27 first graders be crammed in the classroom, but you're worried about football. Like, those 26 and 27 first graders have the classic exposure of 15 minutes or more with 6 feet or closer for an entire day. You're talking about football players across the line from each other who run into each other and tackle each other. It's not that 15 minutes exposure that we say is the line.
With regards to the classroom norm, isn't there options that we can...
First grade class is coming up.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
It'll be discussed shortly.
Let's not get into the first grade discussion until we get there.
And I'm just saying that we have to stay the line. We're either gonna do it or we're not. I mean, like,
I'm sorry, but I believe there's a huge difference between kids in a classroom and kids on a football field. Especially when we're talking 100 kids from whatever grade we started at till senior year.
But
and keep in mind, I love sports. I'm an advocate for sports, but in this case, I just have a hard time supporting football.
All of these points are fair, don't get me wrong, and I respect and appreciate all of them. And I'm not opposed to sports. I'm not opposed to football. I just wonder about the lack of mitigation in that versus everything else that we're doing. That's my
question. And that includes what we are doing. But when our students get out of school, whether they're in football or volleyball, they don't go home and stay home. They don't not go to the, you know, other places with other students. I see kids all over town, and 99% of the time they don't have masks on, and that is everybody's choice. But I'm just saying, you know, if you've got kids that want to play football and the parents want them to play, that's their choice. And God forbid, if it happens, it happens that we end up, you know.
I'm sorry, Chris. Do you have a contingency plan if there would be an outbreak on the team?
So the WIA came out with clarification today. Those schools, we have until September 1st to make a declaration on what we're doing. So if you would start your fall sports season and based upon number of contests and practices, if you don't reach 50%, you can move that, you know, because you got to shut down or other schools have to shut down.
Oh, yeah,
you don't
I saw
have any
that.
Way to play. You can still move that sport to spring. Okay. In volleyball and cross country, you can basically start over and, in theory, get almost a season and a half. In football, it's prorated. So if you get like 3 weeks in, then you start 3 weeks later in the spring. Or, you know, That's the one exception. So that was a clarification that the WIA staff came out today, because that was asked a lot. That is probably a big factor for a lot of schools, districts to decide, you know, well, what if we do have that shutdown in the fall? Well, you can still have that option to move to spring as long as you're not past the half.
So when is it that the group of ADs have to make their decision by? What
well,
we're
we
going to do.
We gave all our recommendations to the principals.
So is there a date it has to be back? I mean...
A deadline date? Well, we start practice September 7th, so...
That's volleyball.
We have to declare by September 1st.
And football.
And football, too. Okay, so we really have... Okay.
Cross country's already underway.
And that isn't really a problem, because they're...
Yeah. Outside. No, I mean, just not trying to... I'm getting information from other districts. I'm just passing this information on. But the discussion in a neighboring district in regards to volleyball compared to football, they were bent out of shape over volleyball because it was indoors, and they had no reservations whatsoever about football because it was simply outdoors. I'm just passing that information on. At all, you know, put that. You can do with what you want. But
we also have the experiment of softball, baseball, and AAU basketball that played all summer without an issue. If we played 21 games of baseball, 22 games of baseball, and softball played 8 or 9 games, and how many shutouts? You know,
we had 8 or 10 games total.
Yeah, so it's not like, and if anything was going to happen, what happened? We're at that time limit away from when we all finished. That if there was going to be an issue, I think it would have showed up already. And yes, baseball and softball aren't football, but I just don't see a problem if we try, and if we have to shut it down, we have to shut it down. And let the parents choose.
Perhaps third Friday in September.
Third Wednesday.
Around the third Wednesday, rather.
Just my issue was the WIA stepped away from football. They left that one hanging. Everything else they can control, you know, swimming, golf, volleyball. But the sport, I think, at the most risk, they just left go. Nobody said a word about it.
They didn't want to make that decision.
They are recommending that we play, though, right? WIA recommends we play football?
Well, our medical advisory, Dr. Tim McGine, said that he recommends, he's the head of their medical advisory team. He gave a large presentation at the Board of Control meeting that Friday morning and saying that there's more issues revolving around, you know, potential suicide and overdose or drug use than a COVID issue. So he had a strong recommendation to the 2,000 people that were watching that meeting virtually to go ahead with fall sports.
And we voted last month to with WIA.
Recommendations, yeah.
It just to make a point.
But that's not what it said. It is.
Just to make a point. Our September meeting would be 17th. There is no scheduled games till after that. How much non-padded practice do you have?
We are out of pads for 5 days maybe.
First week is non-padded.
First week pretty much would be non-padded.
It's the 12th approximately.
We start throwing shells on and then eventually.
So chances are there won't be a lot of contact before the 17th. Or 16th, if we so chose to make a decision then.
Well, we don't necessarily have to declare. Let's say if we start practice September 7th and we practice for a week or whatever and you guys come back and, you know.
Be a week.
The situation is, you know, not good. Then we have that prorated, you know.
So we would have one more month.
Before a game.
Before we'd have to make that decision.
Before
okay.
We have to travel outside of the district.
And by next month, you'd have a much better picture of, because right now, like I said, I made this clear, as of August 14th, as of August 17th, when we met, these schools are going ahead with everything, okay? That could change by September 16th, which would make this decision
easier,
maybe a little less excruciating than right now.
And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, this is the first board that's meeting
in our football
conference since those recommendations changed.
Second board to meet in the MNO.
Right.
So, with that, is there any further discussion on reopening of schools or fall sports?
We do have the recommendations that were mentioned by Mr. Freidel with Mr. Schrank.
Good evening. As I reported at the previous meeting, webcams were ordered for each classroom. The webcams have arrived and have been installed and tested. Tutorials and instructions on how to use the webcams and how to host a virtual Google meeting have been shared with the teaching staff. As I also reported at a previous meeting, we are continuing to investigate internet options for families that don't have or have limited internet access. Unfortunately, there aren't any blanket or perfect solutions that we will be able to implement. The first option I've been studying creates a central internet accessible location by offering access at the town halls of Lake, Middle Inlet, Stevenson, and Beaver, so students can park in the parking lots and connect to internet. One variance we are considering for this solution is a hardwired fiber connection to the town hall building. After investigation, I was informed by the phone company that only the town halls Middle Inlet and Stevenson could utilize a fiber connection. The other two locations are not eligible for any hardwired high-speed internet service. The second variance is to offer an industrial-grade hotspot that would be installed at town hall buildings where multiple users could park in the parking lot and connect. Unfortunately, there are some drawbacks to cellular and wireless technologies such as cellular and wireless technologies are not always consistent and reliable. All cellular devices require a cellular data plan. Cellcom offers two school-only plans. One plan provides 10 gig of data per device per month at a cost of $19 per month. The other plan offers 22 gig of data per device per month for a cost of $39 per month. Data plans claim they offer unlimited data, however, they are capped, and as a result, internet speeds are reduced when limits are reached. Media such as watching videos, downloading photos, streaming music use data very quickly. Unfortunately, there's no way to tell how much data will be used or necessary until we try the solution for the first couple of months and study the usage charts. Cellular technologies depend on where each family is geographically located in the district and if a cellular tower is close enough to provide a reliable connection. Any objects such as trees, buildings, etc. all contribute to the degradation of the signal. The more simultaneous users that are connected, the slower the speeds will be. I requested a Cellcom and T-Mobile personal hotspot demo device to test. I drove to 13 different locations across the district to verify the personal hotspot connectivity and coverage. The results were not as promising as I had hoped. The T-Mobile hotspot worked only in a couple of locations, and even at those locations, it didn't perform at speeds that would be usable. The Cellcom unit so far is going to be our best bet, as we did receive measurable results, but it will still be hit and miss depending on the factors that are unique to each location. I'm currently working with AT&T to see if they offer any personal hotspot device as an alternate option. So at this point, my suggestion would be to purchase some units that we could give to families that have limited or no internet access so they can try it at their own home to see if it's something that would work for them. As far as the research that I've done, I included a page in your blue board folder this evening. I won't read the entire compilation of notes, but I have the readings broken out that I discussed as far as the fiber installation for variance 1, the enterprise cellular router variance 2, and for variance 3 would be the personal hotspot units that we could potentially purchase and provide to families. So with that, if there are any questions.
Quoted
price, yep, that they gave me. The two prices that are there are school-only plans that they gave to me in quote, so.
Thank you.
And those will get better as the leaves come off the trees.
It's true.
What did she say?
When the leaves come off the trees, they improve.
The leaves come off the
with all the kids, but with all the kids on it, it's going to get less anyways.
Not again, it'll be perfect solution.
Nope.
I wish I had one. I don't. To use a simple analogy, I'm trying to play the best hand with the cards that I have.
I know.
It's an option that we're trying to make an effort. Most certainly better than nothing, but it's all that we really need to come up with at this point. So,
thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So, any further discussion on the reopening of school? Or? All right, moving on, the first grade classroom side.
Okay, this was brought up during public comment. Kelly, if you just real quick, the numbers that are actually in those classrooms right now currently?
25 each.
25 each in person.
We have 10 that have currently not registered, so we're assuming they're in person.
So they would be part of the 25.
So they are included in that 25.
Right.
Now, if, you know, we're contacting them as much as we possibly can to get them to at least give us what is your intention in person or online. So it could go down, but that is with move-ins, move-outs, online, in person right now, two classes of 25.
And with Kelly and I looked at the numbers in there and with the little kids and having two, there is actually two educators per classroom. So the student teacher show in there is 12 and 13. That is lower than any other elementary grade level in terms of adult to student ratio, and this is first grade. We did look at, and there is the possibility that we can actually move a couple of rooms, gain 100 square feet in another room. It would be the family and consumer ed room, which we could convert and make one of the first grade classrooms.
Yeah.
And then we could take out and move a classroom downstairs and then remove a dividing wall between the two first grade classroom and make a single large classroom, which would provide for much more social distancing. And again, you would then be able to go probably a lot further than 6 feet between each student.
Essentially, you'd double your space.
Yes, and you would have two adults, two educators, a teacher and an aide
in
each of those classrooms all day.
It was
in a 12 to 13 per teacher-student ratio.
When we were talking about that, it was not that we didn't think that the first grade teachers could teach that many kids. It was a concern over the closeness. The two first grade rooms are pretty small, and they'd be pretty close. I don't even know.
Every other classroom.
Yeah.
But when you put 25 kids in there, they
that age, big. Yes.
I,
you know,
I
there would be.
But it's,
even with that and removing
extraneous
items out of those classrooms, you can get significant social distancing. It may not be exactly 6 feet, but even with that number 24, 25, you can get
without changing
rooms. Without changing rooms, but with changing
in
rooms.
Other classrooms,
You increase it a great deal.
We're not able to get 6 feet.
Yeah, and there are some where you can't.
That's the reality of it. There's not a class.
And I know not always. The older kids I've seen here, they're shoving and pushing each other in the halls. I mean, but you would hope as they get older, you don't have as much trying to control them touching each other. And
this would provide for a much larger space.
Yeah.
For each of the first grade classrooms.
Any further discussion on it? All right, moving on. First reading of the Gilmore Board policy, updates policy 2266, non-discrimination on the basis of sex in education, programming, or activities.
This is a new policy. It was put in place because the federal government made some changes to Title IX, which required basically getting rid of an old policy that we had and kind of replacing it with this new one. It is a lengthy policy, and the board is asked to approve that tonight as a first reading. So, all recommendations by Neil.
Any discussions?
Yes. Yep, it was in your package. Yep.
Right, anything on that?
And I just want to add, I did check with the chairman of the committee because it was one policy.
Yeah, and it just, it's pretty much, it has to be. We have to have it, so.
Could I request a 5-minute recess here? We've already been in session an hour and a half. Give everybody a chance to use a restroom, potentially.
You just need time to make a motion in a second.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Amy, second. Chris, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, abstentions, carried 7-0. Can I get a motion to bring the meeting back into session, please?
Make the motion.
Motion by Chris. Second by?
Mike Frevel.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, abstentions, carried 7-0. Item scheduled for action, resignation, district library media specialist.
Hope Simpson has tendered her resignation. The board will need to determine if it will enforce the $500 breach of contract fee. It's my recommendation that due to the pandemic, that not be done.
I make the motion to accept Hope Simpson's resignation without paying the contract fee.
I'll second it.
Motion by Chris, second by Amy. Any discussion? I'd just like to say I agree with the motion as far as not enforcing the fee with the special circumstances that are going on right now.
And are we going to do a ceremony for her?
We will.
Get her some record.
Yes.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Carried 7-0. Junior high cross country coach.
Lisa Schrader has tendered her resignation as junior high cross country coach.
Do I have a motion?
To accept the
resignation. Motion by Kayla.
Second
by Mike Frevel. Any discussion?
Just so you know, it's a 1 year.
Okay.
It's a what?
It's 1 year. 1 year.
Just for 1 year.
Just for 1 year.
She's going to come back.
Yes, she is.
Okay. I don't know if she's here.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Carried 6-0-1. High school assistant cross country coach.
Brian Anderson has tendered his resignation as high school assistant cross country coach.
I make the motion to accept his resignation.
Motion by Chris.
Second
by Kayla. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Carried 6-0-1. On both those, Amy was abstaining. Appointments, part-time food service employee.
Tammy Krachowiak is recommended for approval as a part-time food service helper.
Motion by Amy.
Second.
Second by Chris. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Carried 7-0.
Oh, yeah.
This is what you can do. Junior high cross country coach.
Brian Anderson's recommended for approval as the junior high cross country coach.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Motion by Kayla.
Second.
Second by Chris. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Carried 6-0-1 with Amy abstaining. High school assistant cross country coach.
Nikki Marlott is recommended for approval as the high school assistant cross country.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Gary.
Second it.
Second by Mike Frevel. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Carried 6-0-1 with Amy abstaining. Substitute school nurse.
Rebecca Arpke is recommended for approval as a substitute school nurse.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Lyle. Second by Gary. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Carried 7-0. Closure of activity fund bank account.
The board has asked, due to GASB 84 requirements, to close the activity fund Fund 60 account at Farmers and Merchants Bank and Trust.
Motion by Amy.
Second.
Second by Kayla. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Carried 7-0. October board meeting date.
The board is asked to consider changing the date of the October board meeting to the fourth Wednesday, which would be October 28th, due to the final equalized property valuations being released on Monday or Tuesday, just prior to the third Wednesday. It is the valuation on which the final levy and school district budget are based. The board is asked to approve the final levy and district budget at the October meeting, and it would be not possible to get the board members the information with enough time for review prior to the third Wednesday.
Motion by Amy.
Second.
Second by Kayla. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Carried 7-0. 2020-2021 substitute staff list.
The board is asked to approve the 2020-2021 substitute staff list.
I'll make a motion to approve the 2020-2021 substitute staff list.
Motion by Kayla.
I'll second it.
Second by Amy. Any discussion?
The approval date that goes back to 2015, what does that mean?
That means they've been on the list for a while and they haven't said that they're not coming back.
But they're approved every year.
Yes. Yes, we give you the list every year.
That's when they first started. And then isn't it Jack Shields instead of John? Or is
his name is officially John.
Is it actually John?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Carried 7-0. First reading, the old policy update, policy 2266, non-discrimination on the basis of sex education programming or activities.
Board's asked to approve first reading of policy 2266.
I make a motion to approve the first reading of policy 2266.
Motion by Chris.
Second.
Second by Kayla. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Carried 7-0. Reopening of schools.
The board can make any necessary actions or no actions related to reopening of schools. I do ask that the school district of Privet's operations decision-making guide be approved.
I make a motion that we approve all sports, including football, and we revisit it at the September board meeting, and
what
that
is?
We approve his addendum to the school reopening plan.
School District of Privet's operations decision again.
School District of Privet's operations decision
again.
There you go.
Motion by Amy.
I'll second.
Second by Kayla. Just for clarification, so what we're, the motion is to move forward with all sports, revisit at the September meeting, and open school with the plan that was approved at the last monthly meeting. Yeah?
And approve the addendum.
In addition, this as written.
And remember, everything in there says may.
And that is your motion.
That is my motion.
And that is your second, Kayla.
Yes.
Any discussion?
So by moving forward with law sports, does that mean if we take no action, that everything stays the way it was presented by Mr. Dorster in our backup?
If we vote yes, it moves forward as Mr. Dorster proposed it.
But the board has to decide which of the options for football you want to do as presented. Is it regular football? Is it all sports?
We know the rest of the conference, correct?
We could do that in September.
I guess what maybe your motion is to just proceed with 11-man football as it is right now and make a final decision
yep.
in September.
No, we can in addition make, you know, we had return to play guidelines that we had as a district that became out in the summer. So we can put something similar like that together, and you know, if it makes it feel better, we can require masks out of all our athletes, or you know, whatever, you know, that mitigation efforts that we can take on allowing fall sports to move forward.
Okay, so could we amend it to be that we would proceed with fall sports, including football, but that we would.
We're revisiting it in September.
In September.
So we'd have by then a clearer picture by then where everybody.
Okay, so can we add with guidelines?
Could we
return to play guidelines?
Could we make it that we allow the football program to move forward with practice as presented by A.D. Dorsner, understanding that he'll be following WIAA mitigation efforts, and then revisit the full opening at the next board meeting.
Right,
regular board meeting. Would that be a friendly amendment? What you put forward?
So someone's got to remake the motion.
Yeah, I'm lost.
Thank you.
Shouldn't we be bringing these motions out there to completely separate things?
You know, that's, that is the pleasure of the board. The motion was moved.
Well, as of right now, you have a motion and a second.
So and now we're clarifying or amending the motion. As if it fails, Mike, you can remake it any way you want. Okay? So someone give me where we're at.
I'll make a motion to proceed with fall sports, including 11-man football, as proposed by Coach Dorsner, starting on September 7th, to be revisited at the September board meeting.
Revisit all fall sports or just football?
Just football.
Okay.
And then do you want a second motion for the addendum?
You already have a motion in a sense. There needs to be a vote on that first. Unless there's amendments to your motion, which then you would vote on. You need a second for an amendment and then a vote on that amendment. And if that is added, then you vote on the entire motion.
I'm lost.
Okay, now hang on. We're getting cloudy here. So let's clarify the motion that is out there right now.
I think your motion, correct me if I'm wrong, was to approve the reopening of schools, to include the addendum, to proceed with fall sports, including football, in the form of 11-man regular football, to be revisited at the September board meeting.
Yep. That was it.
Football
was
being
it.
Revisited at the September board.
Yep.
That was it.
That's the poll.
I have a question.
Got that, Jim? I'm going to listen.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd listen either.
Can you add a motion to this later? Do something or something?
This is a motion on reopening of schools.
If
can there
passes.
Be a subsequent motion if this one passes or fails? Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So
We already passed that.
Okay. Any further discussion on this?
No.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed. No.
Well, no. I'm going to say yes. So we're carried then 5-2, correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Now I'm going to make a motion to tie to that. That for fall, I would like to see full face mask as PPE. You talk about it.
Okay, so
face shields.
Face shield.
Okay, so you want us to order
on the inside of the face mask?
Full face shield.
No. I think he's talking about this.
No, I'm talking about the plexiglass face shield.
You want the visor and the shield underneath. Those
yes.
Are $25 each.
Yes.
And you want us to go ahead and order those for what levels?
Anybody that's playing.
So this would be.
Tackle. Anybody that has a helmet. Yeah.
Okay.
Because that would include community and youth football.
And that was a motion?
They were what?
5 weeks out.
5 weeks out.
Order them tomorrow.
Mr. Anderson, get your 3D printer going.
Yep. Mike, was that a motion?
Yes, that was a motion.
I'll second.
Okay, any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Carried 7-0. Even if they're 5 weeks out, get the shield. First grade class size.
Board can take any action relative to first grade class sizes that it desires to. There certainly isn't any required. You don't need to make a motion to do what we were talking
about
doing.
Okay, all right.
I'd like to make a motion that I'd like to see the class sizes increased as was discussed in your plan to get that extra distancing.
The classroom.
Let's see the classrooms move so we can open up a wall and put the
yep.
other
right.
in.
We can do that. That doesn't
without a motion, he said.
Something to consider in that, and I know it doesn't require for that.
Let's take a second first.
Yeah.
Let's have somebody second first.
Yeah. If someone gets second, Gary.
Second.
Okay, so
okay.
Just for discussion.
Motion by Gary.
Thank you.
Second by Chris. Now discussion.
That plan includes putting first
I can't hear you.
Classroom with two or three of ovens, stoves, refrigerators.
They don't have to stay there.
And that's fine.
Or can be disabled.
There's also
cabinets. I'm just saying, right now, it is set up with three kitchens.
They don't have to stay there either. You have 3 weeks, okay, or 2 weeks. That stuff can be moved. I know Mr. White.
And that will be your job in the next two weeks.
We can mitigate that. We can disable those stoves and refrigerators, and we can put locks on the cupboards.
Last I checked, they're not built in. They can be removed.
Yeah. Thank you.
I would recommend the removal.
Yeah.
So any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Carried 7-0. Future agenda items.
Still waiting.
Yeah, we're good.
Future agenda.
All right, moving on. Motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
By Amy. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Carried 7-0.